Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. On behalf of everybody at HeritageRadioNetwork.com, we'd like to send a special thank you to the Hearst Ranch, our biggest supporter and longest-running sponsor since we first started in 2009. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, visit www.hearstranch.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hey everybody, it's Alessandra. I'm here with Growing Good. Today's show is Local Lullabies. I've brought in some really amazing people to sing some lullabies that they have penned themselves. You know, a lot of us, we sing, I know I sing the oldies all the time to my baby. So it's good to know that there's artists out there creating new lullabies for, you know, the next generations and the generations after that. My first guest is Carrie Ashley. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Carrie was one of the first visitors that came and stayed with me and my son, baby Wally. He was, how old was he? 8 weeks? He was 8 weeks.
Maybe even older, like 4 months.
Really? Yeah. Well, anyway, she was our first house guest, and it was amazing. And when she was there, she was like, oh, I've been writing these songs, blah, blah. So I just happened to catch a live show of hers recently at Pete's Candy Store, and she sang a beautiful song to her dad. So I asked her to come and perform it. Can you introduce the song for us, Carrie?
Yes, it's called The Grass Does Grow, and I wrote it for my dad, and I recorded it with Kirsten McCord on cello. But I'm going to do it live now. Conversations with you led me to my truth. Conversations with you treasure every word you share, speak straight to my heart. Courage and strength, it's never too late to start. Even though the grass does grow, we don't often see it till it's out of control. And I know it's been hard to take watching you go make your own mistakes, but they're beautiful mistakes. And what do you get for the man who has everything? Always aim to impress you. Think I finally found a way. There's gotta be a man out there who can look you in the eye. Hold your sight and own a love that's mine. Even though grass does grow, we don't often see it till it's out of control. Even though the grass does grow, we don't often see it till it's out of control. And I know it's been hard to take watching you go make your own mistakes, but they're beautiful mistakes. So thank you. for letting me go. Oh, thank you for letting me grow. Oh, thank you for loving me so.
That's for all the daddies out there. So also on this visit, Carrie was singing to my baby son a lullaby that her mom used to sing to her, and it kind of stuck. And we ended up performing it one night at a cake shop for a Tomorrow's Friend show. And then we actually ended up recording it and making this crazy video out of it, which y'all can see at vimeo.com/MamaSandra, which is my Vimeo page. And so I asked Carrie to come on in, and she did a little bit more research on it, and it turns out that Dean Martin wrote the song. She didn't know. She talked to her mom, right? You called your mom up?
Yeah, my mom actually was one that researched it and found out Dean Martin wrote it.
Yeah, so Dean Martin wrote this lullaby, and he used to sing it to Carrie. I mean, she used to sing it to Carrie.
Dean Martin used to come over and sing
Dean Martin
the song
used to come over
fantastic.
And sing. That's why she's so radical. And we're going to sing it for you guys. So it's like, you know, everybody. I actually always sing Wally Somewhere Over the Rainbow, obviously, because his name is Wallace Rainbow. And anyways, this is good to research your own lullabies or make up your own lullabies for your little guys. So this is Faraway Places. I'm going to be singing it with Carrie. Here we go.
All right.
Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling me. Going to China or maybe Siam, I want to see for myself. Those faraway places I've been reading about in a book that I took from the shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistles of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway, searching for castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer, well maybe I am. Know what I'm longing to see. Those faraway places with the strange sounding names that are calling. Whoa, calling me.
For the babies. So y'all can find out more about Carrie at carrieashley.com. It's very impressive. Carrie does a lot of, what do you do, Carrie? Tell me.
I do sets and props for photo shoots, and I have a line of t-shirts I actually make that are hand-embroidered and silk screen.
Called Me and Bill.
Yeah, Me and Bill. That's on there, and it's, I use my website like a sketchbook, so there's photographs and links to my music and just ideas, and
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
CarrieAshley.com. I love it. Thank you so much, Carrie, for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
So after the break, right now we're going to be playing a song off an amazing record by Essie, am I saying your name right? Essie
yeah.
Jane?
That's right. Yeah.
Essie Jane, called Until the Light of Morning. And I want to read to you her insert in the CD. It's so pretty. She says, I've been playing music and singing songs for as long as I can remember. Over the last few years, I've been blessed with the opportunity to perform all over the world. The thing that struck me the most during my travels was how often people told me that they felt soothed, calmed, and comforted when I sang to them. At the same time, my family and friends back home had started to have kids. It became apparent to me that they were always looking for new music to soothe their babies at nap and bedtime. And as a result of hearing the same CD for the 100th time, they were quietly going crazy listening to songs that were working for their little ones, but certainly didn't do it for them. And moms and dads out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Like, at the end of the day, I'm going crazy with the twinkles on the twinkles. So I completely agree with that. It was then, she says, continues, it was then I realized what my next project would be. This record is made for every parent and every baby and anyone else who needs to rest and head off into the land of sleep. The record is designed to unwind itself as it goes along, as the music becomes softer and more relaxed, eventually becoming as instrumental as the heartbeat. With that, I wish you and your baby good night. And here's a track off a record. She'll join us after this.
Set the sea to the little fish, or your tail can really swish. Set the fish to the big blue sea, or your day could care of me. Set the moon to the shooting star, how wonderful you are. Set the star to the silvery moon.
Kudos. This is Alessandra back with Growing Good. Today's topic is local lullabies. I have artist Essie Jane in here. That was a track off of her record called What a Big Wide World. I also have her radio representative in the studio with me, Amanda Schwett. Say hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Amanda Colbinson is the best radio promoter and, you know, angel dipped in honey in all of the country. We've worked together for many years, and her company is sweatshop.com. Anyways, you were telling me that, Essie, you have a lot of distribution for this record?
Yeah, we just got distribution in this country, which is great. We had it in Europe, but it just arrived about 4 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so exciting. What a perfect time to come on the show.
I know, yeah, it's really great.
Thank you. And Essie is joined by her husband. Introduce yourself. Patrick Glenn. This lovely couple is going to perform a song off the record called Lay Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Patrick is going to be accompanying his wife, Essie. And here they go. Ooh.
they hang down over your head.
I know, I was just about to say, Esty, could you come over and put me to sleep every night? That would just be the most amazing bubble to live in. And I love you, the synergy the two of you guys had. You both had your eyes closed and it was beautiful. Do you perform like that often?
Yeah, we're pretty in tune with each other at this point. It's rare, I think, we have to really communicate, you know, staring at each other.
Yeah. Well, we love wedding stories on Growing Good. Could we get yours? Could you hook us up a little bit? What happened? How long have you been married?
Well, we did the City Hall thing in 2008 because we wanted to do the ceremony how we wanted to do it. And
right.
My uncle married us upstate in a retreat. It was a meditation retreat. And all of our families, and we only had about 50 people, right? Amanda was there. And it was very small, and we all spent the whole weekend
It was
together.
A meditation retreat, so your guests were able to do the retreat, and then you got married there?
No, we actually just rented the space, so it was, you know, everybody came. But a lot of people in our family weren't really used to kind of the lights off and the dark and the quiet. And I think the children, there was a lot of children in our family, and, you know, to have them away from a TV and have them away from the rest of the world, they really, they had a good
time.
That's
so beautiful.
It was very relaxed, yeah.
Congratulations.
Quite small.
Thank
you.
And so please let my audience know, where can they get their own tracks? Are these available for download?
It's available everywhere, actually. If you go to lightofmorning.com, that kind of takes you to my personal shop, and then you can buy it from Amazon and iTunes. You know, you can buy it digitally.
Great. But I have to tell you guys, I'm holding the artwork in my hand right now, and it's so beautiful. I really recommend ordering a hard copy. I know that a lot of us are into the downloads, but it's just so beautiful. There's going to be a picture of it on the archive after the show. There's also a huge like Pegasus and flying swans and triangles and stars and moons. It's very beautiful, and I really, really love the packaging. Thank you so much for coming in, Esty.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
thank you. Namaste. And we're going to be finishing the show with another track off the record. And this one is called I'm Not Afraid of the Dark. Thank you.
Message from Fork and Anger. Aaron Fitzpatrick, the host of our wine program, Unfiltered, is looking for help on Kickstarter to open Fork and Anchor, a general store inspired by two food-loving ladies with an equal affection for urban life, the sea, and the agricultural paradise of Long Island's North Fork. The store is situated in a growing community of farmers and winemakers and will become a meeting place offering prepared foods, a variety of sun-dries, and a selection of homespun products, many of which will have their origins in New York State. Your backing will help them fulfill their dream of fostering relationships with the community and making the local food system accessible on a broader scale. Search Kickstarter.com for Fork and Anchor and donate today. The following is a message from the Climate Reality Project. Join us on September 14th to the 15th for 24 Hours of Reality, a presentation delivered in locations around the world, sponsored by former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. View the live stream at climaterealityproject.org. Go to our website, tell your friends, join our watch party, and help others learn about what can change in a day. Again, that's climaterealityproject.org. The Heritage Meat Shop has just opened in the Essex Street Market. Open from 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 10 to 6 on Sundays, the Heritage Meat Shop supports independent family farms and animal welfare approved and certified humane raising standards. Most importantly, they offer a wide variety of heritage breeds. So stop by, get a sandwich, try the charcuterie, the Heritage Meat Shop at the Essex Street Market. The following is a message from Heritage Foods USA. 14 family farms and over 50 restaurants have committed to participation in No Goat Left Behind, a new program developed by Heritage Foods USA, a meat distribution company dedicated to preserving endangered breeds. Without an end market, the majority of male dairy goats are sold into the commodity market or killed at birth. Dairy farmers are always struggling with feed prices, milk prices, and weather. Goats usually have twins or triplets, and for every female who will become a milker, there is a male buckling who will become a financial drain. It makes no sense that these males are sold into the commodity market or put to death when the United States imports almost 50% of its annual goat supply. Home consumers interested in participating can order goats through heritagefoodsusa.com. They will receive goats via FedEx, and home delivery is available for New York City customers. In addition to the goat, these packages will also include recipes and a DVD featuring interviews with the farmers, processors, and chefs demonstrating how to break down and cook goat. Again, for more information on No Goat Left Behind, visit www.heritagefoodsusa.com or call Aaron Fairbanks at 718-389-0985.